We've spoken a lot about two societies in America, and I'm not thinking economically so much right now as in the deep cultural division between Americans with a direct connection to the military and most of this country that does not. The America that knows firsthand about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the majority of Americans who do not. If they meet anywhere, it is in movie theaters, seeing films like The Hurt Locker, Black Hawk Down, Platoon, or the latest film about the war in Afghanistan, Lone Survivor. But for one detail, our next guest might have been in that majority group of Americans, unconnected to the military, except her son decided to become a Navy SEAL, go to Afghanistan, where he was killed in the battle that is depicted in Lone Survivor. That SEAL is played by actor Ben Foster, who you can hear among the voices in this scene.
Rules of engagement says we cannot touch them. I understand. And I don't care. I care about you. I care about you. I care about you. I care about you. We can't do anything.
Look at that soldier.
They are unarmed prisoners.
This is not a vote. This is what we're going to do. This op is compromised. We're going to cut them loose, and we're going to make this peak. When we make this peak, you're going to get comms up. We're going to call for extract, and we're going home.
Roger that, sir.
Roger that.
Roger.
Lone Survivor tells the story of four members of Navy SEAL Team 10 who took part in Mission Operation Red Wings back in 2005. Among the men who died that day was Matt Axelson, who Ben Foster plays in this film. And so Donna Axelson, Matt's very proud but still grieving mother, has seen this movie. Her life represents an intersection between the civilian and military world that is painful to be reminded of, and as we learned, is more real than any movie.
Within the SEAL community, it speaks to the brotherhood and it speaks to the team concept that is developed from when they first start BUDS all through their career with the SEALs. But the bigger picture is just the whole military in general and what they do for us to keep us safe and secure here at home. And I think the movie does an excellent job of doing that.
Before this movie was made, how many times in your own mind did you attempt to get a picture of what your son's last moment must have been like?
Well, after the rest of his teammates returned from deployment, the Navy and Naval Special Warfare were very concerned about the families. So his teammates visited the family of every SEAL who had been lost in Operation Red Wings. So we had met Marcus. So we knew from Marcus, even before he wrote the book, a little bit about the battle on the mountain. And one of the things that we said to Marcus from the very beginning is, we are grateful that he survived, because if he hadn't survived, then these men would have just been statistics on the evening news. But because he survived and because he had the courage to tell the story, we always tell him thank you. Because when people talk to him, they always ask him about the firefight on the mountain, which he will tell you is the worst day of his life. And he's had the emotional stamina and the courage to retell that to keep the memory of his teammates alive and to help people understand the courage of those men, both on the ground and in the helicopter that went down.
How much contact did you have with Ben Foster?
Oh, what a wonderful man he is. We met him in Albuquerque at the end of September. Peter Berg had the families back there to meet the men that were playing their sons and to meet a lot of the Hollywood people who were working behind the scenes. And we had the opportunity to be with Ben and to get to know him a bit and for him to get to know a little bit about Matthew from his family's point of view. So my son, my husband, myself, Matthew's widow were all there, and we had an opportunity to talk to Ben. And he did an absolutely outstanding job of portraying Matthew. Matthew was known for short little statements. And in the movie, many times, Ben just gives a short little statement that is so like Matthew. He did a wonderful job. And after we saw the movie, I texted Ben and I said, thank you for bringing my son back to me for a few hours. And he called me on Mother's Day and he texted me on Matthew's birthday. And then at Christmas again, he texted me. And he's just wonderful.
Is this a story of the power of movies, or is this a story of just, no matter what we think about the Stars and Stripes, this is such a waste to have lost this much? What do you think, Donna?
I don't think so, because remember, these are men who believe in what they're doing. When people tell me they're sorry for my loss, I understand that. And, you know, I would love to have Matthew back. But he was doing what he wanted to do. He wasn't drafted. You know, he had a college degree. He had a lot of things he could have done with his life. But this is what he chose. And as a mom, I supported him in that, and I had to respect that. A lot of people lose family members through disease or accidents. How wonderful to die doing what you believe in.
Well, you certainly testified profoundly as a mom for us. Before you go, as a movie reviewer, two thumbs up here, Donna?
Oh, at least two thumbs up.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and helping us to understand how much common ground there needs to be between your experience and the rest of America vis-a-vis these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thank you, John.
Donna Axelson's son was killed in the Navy SEAL operation, fictionalized in the movie Lone Survivor.